Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatharine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Sri Varshavana Videvi Dai Kaya Kripavdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murthaye Dinathharine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishwaraya Sakshad Vairagya Murthaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Adambho Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Vadhayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam निर्देष्टा सज्जनाप्रिया वैष्णवा सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वंशाखल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय नामने गौरशिष्ये नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तपथारं भक्तक्यं नमामि भक्तशाक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते। जायथं सुरथापङ्गो मम मन्दमध्यर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदं भोजा राधामधुनमोहना। दिव्याद्बृन्दरण्यकल्पद्रुमाधा श्रीमात्रात्मगदा सिंहासनस्था श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवा श्रीशालिदि से जमनोस्मरणी श्रीमान रासद सारंबी वंशी वथथास्तिथा हर्षं वेणु स्वनाय गोपी गोपीनाथस्तुनः। सप्तखंशन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनिधानन्द श्रीअद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृन्द। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृन्द। Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nidhananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Jiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
at the commencement of any sincere endeavor in the path of devotional service, it is most essential to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his associates. The Mangala Charana that we sang is a tradition within our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. We are chanting the glories of the great acharyas within our disciplic succession. How dear they were to Krishna due to their utter surrender to his loving service. The eternal contribution that they offered to all the people suffering in this mortal world. Each and every personality of our Guru Parampara has given to us personally the divine opportunity to become Krishna conscious. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was the first in our disciplic succession to perform the most glorious achievement of spreading the mercy of Lord Chaitanya through the Harinam Sankirtan movement to all continents of the world. He translated the most essential of the Vedic literatures, which exclusively describe the ultimate purpose of life, pure devotional service. The Vedas, as well as the other scriptures throughout the world in history, describe so many principles of religion, generally categorized as artha, kama, dhamma, moksha, where people approach God or a demigod or act piously for the purpose of improving their economic situation, gaining more facilities for sense gratification, acting piety or pious, charitable, oftentimes for the good name and prestige within society, and salvation, liberation from the suffering, the pangs of this world. People generally follow religious principles because they want a better life of material enjoyment in this world, and they want to elevate themselves to higher planets where there is a longer duration of sense gratification. However, dharma prajita kayita patra parama niramatsaranam satam. Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the crest jewel, the ultimate revelation of the author of the Vedas, Vedavyas, he kicks out all cheating religions that teach anything save and except pure unalloyed devotional service. And our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they translate every verse of every scripture in such a way to connect us to that highest goal. not to allow the flowery words of the Vedas, which are aimed at materialistic people, to divert our attention away from Krishna Bhakti. Srila Prabhupada so kindly, he translated the most essential Vedic literatures, and with his Bhaktivedanta purports, he established the ultimate realization of pure love of God. Sometimes modern scholars would find fault in Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports, because he always went to the point of Krishna consciousness, whereas sometimes the actual translation of certain verses are not specifically, explicitly explaining bhakti, but the principle of all those verses is aimed toward that. But Srila Prabhupada went right to the heart of Krishna's intention and presented that to us. And those who appreciate his most noble efforts are the most fortunate people in all of creation. But those who want to justify a cheating type of religion, they do not like, because Srila Prabhupada doesn't give anyone one inch to justify anything less than pure devotional service as the goal of life. Srila Prabhupada explained, better one moon than millions of stars, because that one moon gives more light than all the other stars in the sky. There are yogis or gurus who have come from India to the West, and many have so many millions of disciples and so much money. If Srila Prabhupada would have compromised, he would have had tens, hundreds of millions of followers. But he followed in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. He would not compromise. He was very forgiving and lenient to people who were trying but couldn't come to the grade. But he would never compromise the principle. When we study Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we must understand what he said. He would explain again and again that I am simply delivering the message of my spiritual master. That I have no qualification, except I am not changing the words of my spiritual master. You are all my Guru Maharaja's followers, he would say. I am engaging you in his service. This is the sweetness of parampara. No acharya ever considers or is to be considered in and of themselves a deliverer of Krishna's message. But all are agents of the previous acharyas. And one who takes this position is in the ultimate state of pleasing Krishna. And only such a person can deliver the highest truths. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the greatest scholar in the world. Prabhupada said that people used to call him the living encyclopedia. Do you know any living encyclopedias? He was that learned on all subjects. He was the greatest astrologer on earth. But he put it aside because he only wanted to concentrate on Krishna Bhakti. He was getting all sorts of scholarships in college, but he quit because he knew he would come on top of the class, and he didn't want that kind of prestige. He simply wanted to preach Krishna Bhakti. He had by memory the various scriptures. When he was just a child, he defeated in an assembly the most aggressive and learned Brahmins who were trying to teach the Smarta Brahman ideology. However, he considered himself the dust at the feet of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who happened to be illiterate. He could not read and he could not write. But yet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave all credit for anything he was giving to Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Thakur Bhakti Vinod. So all of these great personalities within our parampara, they have all together created the opportunity by which we could receive Krishna consciousness. And the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of our society, he is the very culmination, representative of all the knowledge of all of these great personalities. So before any serious endeavor, we should first glorify those who are we are completely depending upon. And we should pray like beggars that they give us their causeless mercy. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, all the assembled Vaishnavas, we pray for their mercy. Otherwise, nothing can be auspicious. If we do anything with false pride, Everything is in the realm of Maya without the grace of the Lord. And those great personalities, Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, they are connecting us directly by their mercy to the causeless love of Krishna and Sri Radharani. The three deities of Vrindavan that are worshipped by all proper Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath. By the mercy of the acharyas, we can approach them. Madan Mohan establishes our relationship with Krishna, Sambandha Gyan. He teaches us how to follow the regulative principles and gradually become so much attracted to Krishna that the fever of material attraction becomes less and less. Sambandha Gyan. In Govinda Dev, the deity of Sri Rupa Goswami, we pray to him to engage us in Krishna's active service with deep attachment. to the degree we are attached to Krishna, to that degree we naturally become detached from the sources of misery within this world. Conversely, to the degree we are attached to any of the objects of this world for our own egoistic purposes, to that degree we cannot be attached to Krishna. And it is through service to Krishna, developing attachment to Krishna, that Krishna frees us from these material entanglements. We have no hope. We cannot disentangle ourselves from the network of Maya's temptations. They are all powerful. But by the mercy of Madan Mohan and Govinda, by the grace of Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, whose mercy we are receiving through Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, they can free us. And through this wonderful process of bhakti, we ultimately pray at the lotus feet of Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis, who awards us unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, who gives us entrance into the eternal abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Srimati Radharani, the eternal consort of the Lord, is the bestower of all devotion. So, we begin this wonderful Puna Yatra by crying out for the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Radha Madan Mohan, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Pancha Tattva, and of all the great Acharyas. And after this Mangala Charanam, we consider that the Puna Yatra officially begins. I would like to welcome all of you. Thank you very much for coming. This year is special because the Puna Yatra is scheduled just before Sri Gaura Purnima, the most auspicious celebration of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. At Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir in Mumbai, it is our tradition to have an extensive festival for Gaura Purnima. Generally it goes on about 1 week, every morning, every evening, sometimes all day long. But this year we are celebrating here in Pune, where there is no excuse to leave the katha or the kirtan. No one has to go home to turn their water on at a certain time in the morning. No one has to go to work. No one has any mothers or fathers waiting for you. You are free. Pune is the days of liberation for all of us, where we can immerse our consciousness individually and collectively in the nectar of the holy name and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explain when the Lord was in Navadvip after he inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement, and for the first 12 years he was in Jagannath Puri, he did not do practically anything else all day long except dance with his devotees, discuss the glories of Krishna, and chant the holy names of the Lord. This chanting and dancing was the full-time activity of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They would chant and dance all day. And one evening, he surprised all the devotees and said, "We are chanting and dancing all day, but we are wasting so many hours during the night. What are we doing? We are sleeping. Such a waste of human life. Every moment is so precious. So let us forget this sleeping business, and when we finish our chanting and dancing all day, we will begin our chanting and dancing all night." And that is what they did. We read about some of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Vakreshwar Pandit. He would chant and dance ecstatically for 72 continuous hours. And Nityananda Prabhu, when he brought this Harinam Sankirtan movement to Bengal, he would have kirtans that would go on for 3 months, day and night, without stop. No one would even eat or sleep. But Srila Prabhupada explained chanting, dancing, and feasting. So this is our only business here in Pune. Kevala Anandakanda. To immerse our consciousness in the association of devotees, chanting, dancing, and feasting, and hearing the glories of the Lord. For those of you who are very advanced, this is simply nectar. But for those who are not so advanced, it is tapasya. To hear long lectures, very difficult. Sometimes my legs hurt. Sometimes I'm sleepy. Sometimes I want to speak and hear something else. There's no televisions, there's no computers, there's only this katha going on. However, if we perform the austerity of being attentive, awake, to hear, Krishna within our hearts will become very much pleased and purify our lives. Srinvitam sukata krishna punya sravana kirtana hridyantasto vibhadrani vidunoti suritsitam. One who takes pleasure in hearing this message, that person pleases Krishna so much that he annihilates all the anartas, impurities within our heart. We have come for this purpose. This is not a holiday. This is a holy day. We have not come to enjoy. We have come to be enjoyed by Krishna, by the Vaishnavas, by our desire to serve. It is explained in Bhagavat. Vasudeva Kataruti Samahatsevaya Vibra. That how do we achieve that desire, that spontaneous taste to hear the glories of Vasudev Krishna? By serving the great souls. The process of Krishna consciousness is very simple. We hear about Krishna. We chant the holy names of Krishna. We serve the devotees of Krishna under the order of the spiritual masters. Hearing about Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna, cleanses our heart. And the taste for hearing and chanting comes when we please Krishna by serving his devotees. This is our prayer, that these activities are the exclusive meditation of every one of us for the next 4 days. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, you can control all your senses if you control your tongue. Just like a boat on the ocean, there's just a little a little part of the boat called the rudder. And whichever rudder, whichever direction the rudder points, the whole boat goes that way. You may have a huge, big ocean liner, but still that little rudder is directing wherever direction the boat will go. So the tongue is like the rudder of this boat of the human form of life. And right now we are floating in the ocean of birth and death. And whichever way our tongue directs us is where we will progress in life. If we talk about sense gratification, our whole human existence goes towards sense gratification. If we talk about politics, our whole consciousness of human existence becomes immersed, directed toward politics. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that a devotee of the Lord, his only goal of life is the spiritual world. Padam padam yadvi padam nitesham. Because he knows everywhere and everything in this material world, it is a source of misery. It is a place of danger at every step. We do not know what's happening right now. We may be thinking, I am so healthy and nice. But without your knowledge, cancerous little cells may be eating your body away. And until you're on the verge of death, you do not even know it. We know we're dying at every moment since our birth. But how fast we're dying, how we're dying, even the greatest scientists cannot tell us. Even the most illustrious doctors of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. They are illustrious because they tell you to take Krishna Prasad and chant Hare Krishna, and then whatever happens to this body, you're in good health. So if we keep our tongue vibrating the holy name, and taking Krishna's prasad, and speaking topics of Krishna, then our whole life will be directed toward the spiritual world. This should be our principle throughout our life. But we have to gain the inspiration. We have to develop a foundation. And that is why we come to these festivals. The next 4 days, no one should speak anything. You should not be reading the newspapers. You should not be looking at your emails. Rather, you should simply be hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and discussing specifically how you can best serve the devotees. And according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if we do this, then the Mafatlal bungalow becomes Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Krishna explains that wherever my devotees are gathered together, I'm always present in that place. When devotees sincerely, in a spirit of humility and service, chant kirtan and attentively hear the glories of the Lord, Krishna manifests himself there. And Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan. We can logically conclude that we are living in Vrindavan when we are all collectively immersed in the glorification of Krishna, by hearing his glories, by serving his devotees, by chanting the holy names. If your legs are hurting due to so much kirtan, You should think this is very nice. Because to be willing to endure pain in the service of the Lord is a very wonderful offering. In fact, in the West, there is a famous saying, no pain, no gain. And that is also a principle in spiritual life. Without tapasya, you can make no advancement. We will chant our rounds, we will dance in kirtan, we will hear the katha, no matter how painful it is. And when we please Krishna, the most painful thing is to serve, because the ego wants to be the master. But the soul is longing to be the servant of the servant of the servant. And when we develop the higher taste, then we experience anandam budivaratanam pradivadam punamunatashvadanam, the satisfaction that the soul is always longing to achieve. Krishna consciousness, tapasya, is joyful. How joyful? The people around Pune, the neighbors, they cannot understand how these people, they are singing and dancing all day long. What are they doing? The more you give of yourself to perform this tapasya, the more you experience happiness. The trick of Maya is she tries to make you think if you work too hard in Krishna consciousness, you will not be happy. But it's just the opposite. The more you give up your personal conceptions and surrender to Krishna's desire, to that degree, you become blissful. A devotee who's always serving is blissful. A devotee who's always finding excuses of why he cannot or she cannot serve is usually quite miserable. So let us all try to take the bottommost position. I think maybe there is 800 people here, something like that. On the list, we should be 801. Everyone should be above us. We should all be aspiring to be the servant of one and all. And one of the best ways of serving is not only trying to please by doing whatever is required to help a Vaishnava, but to inspire each other. When you are awake in class, listening attentively, you are preaching very loudly, everyone, listen to this class. Harikatha is glorious. And when you are sleeping, you are preaching very loudly, everyone go to sleep. This katha is going on too long. And if you get up and walk away, you're preaching, everyone, let's go! But if you somehow or other stay, you're preaching, everyone, let us... let the nectar of Harikatha into our ears and into our hearts to purify our lives. During kirtan, if we're hiding near the trees, gossiping with our friends, we are preaching to everyone, gossip is nectar. But if somehow or other we restrain all of our propensities and we go on chanting and go on dancing, we are preaching to everyone, Harinama 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anjata. There's no other way in this age of Kali. We must have the shelter of the holy name. If we are all determined like this, how much purification and joy we will experience. Let us accumulate in these 4 days so much spiritual power and inspiration. that it will carry us through the entire year. So that every day we will chant our rounds with great determination. Every day we will read Srila Prabhupada's books in a mood of submissive inquiry. Every day we will seek the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a worldwide opportunity for people to find the real happiness of loving Krishna. And we should all be a very sincere, integral part by which we can be instruments of inspiring others to be Krishna conscious. And when we are inspired, and when we inspire the devotees around us, then we have the effulgent power to inspire others throughout the world. So that is the purpose and meaning of our coming together here. This year we are very, very fortunate. So many illustrious Vaishnavas have come to bless us with their mercy. Malati Devi Mataji is well known to all of you. She's so gracious in her kindness to us. She has come for Puna Yatra many times. She is one of the senior most of all devotees within the Hare Krishna movement. I believe in 1967, she dedicated her life to serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. She served him as a cook, she would personally execute his direct orders. Can you even dream in your farthest imaginations of being living with Srila Prabhupada and he directly telling you orders of what to do every day? Malati was in this most fortunate situation for several years. Some of the most monumental parts of ISKCON's history, she was an integral leader participating in those events. So she has so kindly come to give us her satsang. Let us welcome Malati Devi to our Puna Yatra. After all this talk about being enthusiastic, you should welcome her with enthusiasm, please. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, without enthusiasm, one cannot preach. Actually, it is our enthusiasm that attracts Krishna when it is with a humble state of mind. We also have His Holiness Srila Prahlad Ananda Maharaj, one who was always tasting the ecstatic bliss of Prahlad Maharaj's surrender to Lord Krishna. Prahlad Ananda Maharaj, what year did you first come to the devotees? 1968. Which place? Buffalo? 22nd Avenue? He joined in Buffalo in 1968. He was there at 22nd Avenue also, one of the original devotees of the Hare Krishna movement. He has remained so very renounced and enthusiastic to preach all of these years. To remain so enthusiastic and so strict and so pure in one's lifestyle for 31 years, is that?
You have to have the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Pralada Maharaj is very much a recipient of Srila Prabhupada's great mercy. He's been temple president of many places, always a very active and compassionate preacher, and now he is the minister for health and welfare.
Yes?
For the entire planet Earth. So he's very happy about this Bhaktivedanta hospital because he has a nice place to send everyone. Pralada Maharaj is very learned. Wherever he is, he's learning slokas. He practically has Krishna book memorized. He's constantly engaging his mind in Srila Prabhupada's glorification of Krishna in the holy scriptures. We are very grateful for your coming to bless us with your association. With much enthusiasm, please welcome him to prayer. His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj. Chandramali, I believe, is the name of Lord Shiva. And if you see Chandramali Maharaj, when he becomes ecstatic in kirtan, you can understand why Srila Prabhupada gave him this name. Chandramali Maharaj, you all know him so well. He's very much an integral part of our family here. Very humble, very simple, but very much persistent and determined on the path of bhakti. He never takes a step backward. We have been dear friends since 1972? 73. Since 1973. And I have never seen him take a step backward. He's always moving fast forward in his Krishna consciousness. Always very, very determined to continue his devotional service. And with your blessings, we can also aspire for this attribute, which is so sacred and essential in our Krishna consciousness. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Maharaj to Shiva. His Holiness Nityodita Swami Maharaj, who is such a dear, beloved friend. Tadorapi Sahishnana, how he tolerates me is really a personification of this verse. He's such an enthusiastic devotee. He came to New Vrindavan in what year? 1974. I remember when he first came, we became very, very close friends immediately. And he was the most beautiful dancer in the whole Brahmachari ashram. And what kind of surrender over the years he has offered to Krishna is something very difficult to understand.
Yes.
Meditation is surrender. And he's always been like that. And these qualities are ever growing more and more. He loves to chant, he loves to dance, he loves to speak about Krishna, he loves to serve Vaishnavas, he loves to glorify other devotees. We are very much grateful to you for coming, Maharaj. Let us very enthusiastically welcome to Shri Puri. There are several other very, very special guests. Is Shyamanand Prabhu here? Vaidyanath Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Vaidyanath Prabhu is so humble and so sweet. He is such a nectarine devotee. It was my very great longing that he would come to be here with us today. Vaidyanath Prabhu is one of the pillars of the Hare Krishna movement today, I can say. We explained briefly in Bombay last Sunday some of the things that he has gone through in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's mission. He is a PhD scientist. Tremendous career and future before him. When he started taking interest in the Hare Krishna movement in Russia during the communist regime, the communist government considered this a terrible threat to their whole government. That if such a person with such education and qualification becomes a Hare Krishna devotee, he could undermine the entire communist state. At least be a very integral and significant part of the process. So he was just coming, and the KGB attacked him. They brought him to secret headquarters, and at first they tempted him by offering him all kinds of money and all kinds of position and prestige if he became a KGB and reported all the things happening in the internal circles of the Hare Krishna movement. They praised him. They tried to seduce him in so many ways, but he would not accept. And when they saw he wasn't taking any of their temptations, they started to threaten him. They started screaming and shouting and yelling and all kinds of threats, even violence practically. And Vaidyanath Prabhu told us that when he first met the devotees, he didn't take it so seriously. But when he saw how seriously the KGB was threatened by the Hare Krishna movement, he thought, this is a serious movement. I have to take it more seriously. So the KGB is a type of guru for him. They taught him how serious Hare Krishna movement was and how serious he became. He was being hunted by the communist government. He had to leave the land for some time. And in recent times, the types of austerities, the types of severe anxieties he had had to deal with just to sustain the movement in Russia, it's unbelievable. When I visited him on his request last autumn, I couldn't believe how any human being could withstand living under so much pressure and tension. But he never gives up. And whatever the Russian yatra is, is very, very much a part due to his selfless surrender. But yet he always is very happy to keep himself in the background. Some devotees like to get up front and pull people forward, and everyone thinks, look who's pulling us forward. But some humble devotees like Vaidyanath Prabhu get in the back and push everyone forward, and no one even hardly knows he's there. But eventually Krishna reveals. Let us very, very enthusiastically welcome Vaidyanath Prabhu. Nimai Pandit Prabhu is here. Can you stand up? Would you like to sit here? You can come, please. You can sit beside Srila Prabhupada. Nimai Pandit Prabhu is the... I believe he's the director of the BBT for all of South Europe, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And he's very well, very much. You can sit there, you know. Very well. Very humble and dear Vaishnava. He's very, one of the very senior most devotees of Italy. Very steady, very dedicated to the publication and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Beautiful kirtan leader, wonderful devotee, and his good wife, Dhananishtha Mataji. Please stand up. The first time I went to Italy, one of my godbrothers, Tridas Prabhu, I was riding in car with him, and he said, if you want to understand what is the essence of Italy, he said, you should taste the cooking of Dhananishtha. She is the best cook in the entire country of Italy. And I was thinking, who is this Dhananishtha? Maybe someday Krishna will give me the chance to know. And then she has become very, very motherly and affectionate toward all of us here. And if someday you have the chance to have her prasad, you will become very purified and very happy also. So they're a very ideal grihastha couple. How many years have you been married? 28. Hare Krishna. 28 years married means they must be chanting very sincerely. And also she must make very nice prasad also. But they are one of the, in the Western world, one of the most exemplary grihasthas, couples. And we're very happy that they have come. Dhananishtha Mataji, would you like to sit next to Malati? As a service to Malati Mataji, so she doesn't feel lonely. Let us very enthusiastically welcome them to Sri Radha Gopinath. And we have so many others, but if I continue too long, Hare Krishna. The great Muktakesh Prabhu. Please stand up. Muktakesh is an extraordinary personality. Muktakesh Prabhu is a very, very loving disciple of Srila Prabhupada. What year did you come? 1969. He came to Krishna consciousness from Buffalo, New York. His father is a very wealthy multimillionaire doctor, but he and his twin brother, Lokavarnatam, they decided that Prabhupada was a better millionaire. And he was also a better doctor. So they have been very, very actively serving Srila Prabhupada's mission for many years. And Muktakesh Prabhu is a very, very dear friend of ours. If you get to know him, you will be struck with wonder. He's a very sincere devotee. Let us enthusiastically welcome him. And from Italy also we have Rohini Nandan Prabhu. And your wife's name is? Madan Mohan Mohini. And daughter is Gauri. And also we have Andrea Prabhu. Andrea is a brahmachari, one of the most dedicated book distributors. Let us first deal with Rohini Nandan Prabhu. He's vice president of Prabhupada Desh. Very, very nice devotees. Very sincere, hardworking Vaishnavas. Let us welcome him. Andrea was a butcher. Do you know what is a butcher? Hare Krishna. His father comes in a line of butchers. Very successful also. And his father turned the whole butcher company over to Andrea when he was about to retire. Gave everything to him. It was worth a lot. And Andrea became a devotee and wanted to sell it and give all the money to Krishna. So his father didn't like that. But this is an example of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Many people are talking about compassion, but by Srila Prabhupada's potency, thousands of miles away in a town in Italy, this fortunate soul's heart was completely transformed. To accept the four regulative principles strictly, to chant the holy name so sincerely, to dedicate his whole life to the upliftment of humanity. Andre is so humble and so gentle. He's respectful even to the insects. What to speak to the Vaishnavas? He is a wonderful, shining example of the transformation of a person's heart when they come in contact with the dust from the lotus feet of a great personality like Srila Prabhupada and his servants. And he's a wonderful devotee. Everyone in Italy loves him very dearly. Let us very enthusiastically welcome him to us. We have Madan Mohan Prabhu. Where is Madan Mohan Prabhu? Not the restaurant one, the communication one. Can you stand up, please? Madan Mohan Prabhu is the communications director for Russia. And he is a disciple of His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj. And he's very, very wonderful, humble Vaishnava. His service is so very important. When there was a big attack in Russia by the government, it was actually under Vaidyanath Prabhu's instruction that Madan Mohan came to India and met with politicians and met with businessmen and met with spiritual leaders and actually pushed and forced the Russian government to accept the Hare Krishna movement. And today, the Hare Krishna movement is miraculously and officially accepted as a bona fide religion. It is very rare to get that status in Russia. Let us congratulate and very enthusiastically welcome Madan Mohan. And there is Achyuta Priya Prabhu. Please stand up, Achyuta Priya Prabhu. What is the name? Acharya Nidhi Prabhu. Huh. Acharya Nidhi Prabhu. Hare Krishna. He is the regional secretary for all the temples in South Russia. Hare Krishna. And very, very, Vaidyanath Prabhu is very pleased with his wonderful service. Very determined, very fearless in his preaching. In that part of the world, preaching is extremely dangerous. He's a very nice ocean of good qualities. Let us welcome him. And we have Jai Gauranga Prabhu. Is he here? Please stand up. Jai Gauranga Prabhu is one of the effulgent book distributors of New Dwarka, Los Angeles. Very, very wonderful Vaishnava. Very dedicated soul. Let us welcome him. And Shamanand Prabhu, you do the rest because I'm becoming.
Hare Krishna. So we have Gaur Nitai Prabhu. Most of you must be knowing. He's from New Vrindavan and one of the leading book distributors. Can you please stand up, Gaur Nitai Prabhu? And we also have Haridas Prabhu. Haridas is from Chicago Temple. He is also a book distributor. Is he here, Haridas? He also has come for the first time to participate in this Pune Yatra. And we have from Detroit Temple. You must be knowing that this is one of the most beautiful temples we have in the city of Detroit. And we have with us Purusha Sukta Prabhu, who is a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Is he here, Purusha Sukta Prabhu? Can you please stand up? Yes. And we have Mukunda Madhav Prabhu. Is he here? Oh, he's sick. He's also from New Vrindavan. And then we have Bhava Sindhu Prabhu, also from New Vrindavan. He's a disciple of His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj. And we also have with us Dhruva Prabhu, who's a personal servant of His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj. And those who have come to Pune through Bombay must have enjoyed the djembe drum. This was played by Bhakta Sean. Can you please stand up? You must be hearing him more for the next few days. He is originally from New Zealand, but is preaching extensively in Poland with the preaching party of His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj. And then we have Shatanand Prabhu, who is from Russia. Is he here? Shatanand Prabhu is being sent to Chopati Temple by Vaidyanath Prabhu for some training, but now I realize it's we who are getting the training, because he's so kind and so nice. He has really won the hearts of all the brahmacharis and all the other devotees. He went with us for book distribution during the marathon, and everyone loves him so dearly. So I would like to, for the first time, thank you, Vaidyanath Prabhu, for sending such a nice devotee. It was such a nice example for all of us. And lastly, we have Bhakta Derek. Can you please stand up? He is a physiotherapist and he spent some time in New Vrindavan, and then he had come to India to visit India to tour the holy places. And he met some devotees at the Chopati beach, and they asked him about who he was, why he has come. And then he said, of the Hare Krishna movement, I just know one devotee. And they said, who is that? He said, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So they said, he stays just near the corner here. He is always in his temple for the most of part of the year. So that's how he is here. And then he wanted to go to Vrindavan after some time, but then he decided to stay on. Then he decided to go before the Pune Yatra to Vrindavan, but then somehow decided to stay on. I hope he decides to stay on eternally in Krishna consciousness. So let us welcome all these devotees. So let us welcome all these devotees very loudly chanting. Hariva! 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 And with Malati Mataji, she also brought a nice devotee who is serving in the Columbus temple. Her name is Bhakta Rene. Is she here?
You have to stand up.
So let us welcome Rene Mataji to Pune Yatra by loudly chanting.
We also have... We are very lonely because Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness, because of an illness, he was not able to come. He sent me a message. He really wanted to come, but it was not possible. And it is very much a part of our tradition to receive the nectar of his very wonderful association. But he has sent many of his servants. So let us offer our praise to His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj and all of His disciples who have come. And certainly we have forgotten many, but please forgive us. We would like to ask each of the devotees on the dais to speak some words of encouragement on this auspicious occasion. During the next 4 days, we can especially be conscious of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is a Gaur Purnima festival here in Pune. So look, if we could discuss together for the next 4 days the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the glories of His Most Holy Representative, Srila Prabhupada, that will be very nice. And I'd like to first ask Prahladananda Maharaj to speak.
For letting me come here, so I can associate with so many nice Vaishnavas, so that in your association, one day I can become a Vaishnava also, and be able to understand what it means to become Krishna conscious. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is where Srila Prabhupada got the explanation of Krishna consciousness, it explains that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Kutopi Labhyate Tatra loyam muyam ekalam janma koti sukritarna labhyate. That Krishna consciousness means to absorb the mind in thinking about the nectarian name, form, quality, and pastimes of Lord Krishna. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam kutopi labhyate. So, if there is an opportunity to come to that platform of experiencing Krishna, then one should take whatever opportunity there is. And the only price is one's desire to obtain it. Janma koti sukritarna labhyate. Because there is no material activity which will allow us to become Krishna conscious. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, in the Chatur Sloki verses of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pravo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. That I am the source of everything, from me the entire creation flows. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and they develop bhava, or love for me. Our aim to associate with Krishna is not something ordinary. As Parasara Muni, he has explained, the father of Srila Vyasadeva, Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashastriyaha jnanavairagyaschaiva shanam bhagahitinganaha. That Krishna is not someone who's ordinary. We cannot imagine his inconceivable personality. How can we imagine a person who has unlimited beauty, unlimited knowledge, unlimited strength, unlimited fame, unlimited wealth, unlimited renunciation? It is inconceivable, but somehow or another, much chita much kata prana bodhyantash parashparam katayantash mam nityam tu shanti cha ramanti cha. Somehow or another, when the Vaishnavas, they come together and they chant about Krishna's glories, then Krishna becomes very pleased, and in that association, Krishna reveals himself so that the Vaishnavas can take great pleasure in associating with Krishna and becoming enlightened about how wonderful Krishna is. That Krishna is not only unlimited in all respects, but he is unlimitedly nice. He's unlimitedly kind. And when one hears the glories of Krishna, then naturally, tesham satatam yuktanam vaishantam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Then one becomes enthusiastic that somehow or another Krishna has given me this body, Krishna has given me this mind, Krishna has given me this intelligence. Then why should I not use it in Krishna's service? I should use it in Krishna's service under the direction of Krishna's representatives and very lovingly and feelingly try to please Krishna. And when Krishna sees that the devotees, they have become very enthusiastic to serve him, then he, who's our most dear friend, because no one is closer to us than Krishna, Krishna is always with us. He's right next door in our heart. He's in our heart as the super soul. And didami buddhi yogam tam. He personally gives us the intelligence by which we can make progress in developing our dormant consciousness of Krishna, our dormant awareness and love for him. Tesham eva nukambharatam ahama jnana jam tamaha Nasham yam yatma bhavishto jnana dipena bhashvataha. That I, dwelling in their heart, I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge, out of compassion for them, I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness which is born of ignorance. So Krishna is very kind to us, that if we simply make some effort to become conscious of him, some effort to serve him, some effort to develop our dormant natural love for him, then he very happily, he who is within our heart, purifies us of our material misconceptions, of our material propensities, and he enthuses us by his personal darshan, and by that darshan, we actually become Krishna conscious.